Hi, welcome to Al-Muqaddima. My name is Siavish. The cities of Makkah and Medina are the center point of the Islamic world. One of them literally because millions of Muslims face Makkah five times a day to pray. It is the birthplace of Islam. Medina, similarly, was the chosen city of the Prophet. This is where Muhammad became a leader in addition to being a prophet. So these cities are often regarded as the heart of the Islamic world. However, as far as strategic importance goes, these cities have very little in that regard. They were the political center point of the Islamic world for only about 30 years. Only the first three Rashidun caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, held Medina as their capital. After the year 692, there were no major conflicts between two Islamic powers for the control of these cities. There were small rebellions here and there, but not much in terms of full-on battles. They were important, don't get me wrong, but only as a symbol of legitimacy. All nearby Muslim empires wanted to control these cities, but not many tried to rule them. They were just left to do their own thing. A sultan here and there would renovate the mosques or the tombs, but not much else. What was important, however, was the route to these cities. As the destination of pilgrimage, they were visited by thousands, if not millions, of Muslims a year, and it was the responsibility of the Sultan to protect them. Due to a lack of strategic importance and the remote location of Makkah and Medina, hostile armies hardly ever attacked them. We have very few examples of the cities being attacked, the most famous of which are the Karmatian raid on Makkah in the 930s when they stole the sacred black stone and the Hashemite siege of Medina during the First World War. Other than religious reasons, these cities did have another significance. You see, everyone from all over the Islamic world, from Spain to India, came to Makkah and Medina for pilgrimage. This made them a great place to trade. People brought things and sold them, so the caravans and ships that made their way to these cities were often accompanied by a lot of wealth. This made these cities, along with other ports on the Red Sea, very important hubs of commerce. It would have been a raider's dream, but the Red Sea was a Muslim lake and no hostile army could enter it. The Indian Ocean entrance was very much controlled by Muslims and the Suez Canal didn't exist yet, so it had no connections to the Mediterranean Sea. In fact, a European force hadn't entered the sea since 24 BCE when Aelius Gallus led an expedition for the Roman Emperor Augustus all the way to Yemen, which failed disastrously. The next time a European military ship would enter the Red Sea would be in 1513 when the Portuguese went around Africa and entered through the Indian Ocean. However, between these two instances, there is an oddity that took everyone by surprise, a crusader raid in the Red Sea in 1183. Now, even today, Muslims believe that this raid was meant to make a move against and attack the holy cities. As early as just 2 months after the raid, there were rumors that the crusaders actually wanted to steal the body of the Prophet Muhammad himself from Medina. You can imagine how much of a shock this raid must have been to Muslims who considered themselves in complete control of the Red Sea at its ports. This type of bloody, bold, and shocking thing is exactly what you would expect from the guy who planned it, a crusader known as Reynald of Châtillon. This video is brought to you by, well, you guys. Thanks to my patrons for supporting the channel and making these videos possible. Al-Muqaddima is funded only by Patreon, and as you can see, the videos take a long time to research, edit, and produce. And it's only because of my patrons that I am able to put this kind of time into these videos and keep them free from any kind of paywall. So if you want to pledge a dollar or more to support the channel, you can head over to my Patreon. Link is in the description. You can also become a member right here on YouTube. There's some cool stuff that comes with it. Back to the video. Before we talk about the raid, let's talk about Reynald of Châtillon to understand who this man was and what world he occupied. He seems to have had a certain hatred for Muslims, and he had something of a reason for that. So, just a quick recap of the Crusades. At the Council of Clermont in 1095, the Pope in exile, Urban II, declared a holy war to take the Holy Land from the Muslims. The Christian army that was assembled eventually managed to take Jerusalem in 1099 and established the Kingdom of Jerusalem. 4 centuries earlier, the Muslims had driven out the Christian Byzantine Empire from the Middle East, and since then there had been no Christian kingdoms in the region. Now, once again, there was a Christian kingdom there. By the 1140s, Muslims were used to their presence. They saw them as partners in uneasy truces and sometimes as potential allies against other Muslims. However, battles were fought here and there and some cities changed hands, but there were no major changes in the status quo for around 50 years. In 1144, Imad ad-Din Zengi, who ruled much of Syria and Iraq, conquered the city of Edessa. This rang up all kinds of alarm bells in Christian Europe, where they called for another crusade. This is where Reinald comes in. He arrived in the Middle East with the Second Crusade. While the crusade failed, arguably, he stayed in the Middle East and became an adventurer or a mercenary. He was there in 1153 with King Baldwin III of Jerusalem when the city of Ascalon was besieged. Around the end of the siege, he married Constance, the princess of Antioch. Constance's previous husband, Raymond of Poitiers, was killed in battle by a Zengid general named Asad ad-Din Shirakoh. He happens to be the uncle and mentor of one Salahuddin Ayyubi, also known as Saladin. His marriage to Constance made Reinald the Prince of Antioch. From 1153 to 1160, Reinald did quite a few nasty things, which included outright massacres and the sack of Byzantine Cyprus. It's kind of a cliche and perhaps even outdated to say this, but he was kind of a loose cannon. In 1160, Reinald led a raid on some Muslim villages in northern Syria. He was captured there by a Zengid general and imprisoned. He would remain in prison for 16 years. He was released in 1176. By then, the landscape of the Middle East had changed dramatically. Jerusalem was now being ruled by a leper king named Baldwin IV. Zengid power had declined and their realm was being picked up by a new player, the aforementioned Salahuddin Ayyubi, the Sultan of Egypt, who would be a bitter rival to Reinald one day. Reinald actually had Salahuddin to thank for his release. You see, Salahuddin was attacking Zengid territories and to get help from the King of Jerusalem, the Zengids released some prisoners. There was a very good ransom involved as well. Reinald left the prison and found out that the world had changed. His wife, Constance of Antioch, had died and his children were in Constantinople. Reinald was now driven to attack the Muslims. Soldiers, citizens, merchants, pilgrims, it didn't matter as long as they were Muslim. He offered his services to Baldwin IV and married a widow named Stephanie of Milly. This put him in charge of the area known as Outre-Jordan and a formidable fortress called Kerak. The fortress was on the road between Damascus and Mecca, a road frequented by Muslim pilgrims making their way to the holy cities. From there, he attacked nearby Muslim cities and caravans. This became such a problem that Salahuddin eventually began arming merchants and pilgrim caravans. The conflict between Salahuddin and Jerusalem had reached something of a stalemate by 1180, which had led to a truce between Salahuddin and Baldwin IV, King of Jerusalem. Reinald must have been livid at the fact that Muslim pilgrims could now just walk through his territory without any consequences. Was it then that he started planning an attack on the holy cities? Could be, we don't know. I'll talk more about his intentions later on, but first, let's look at the events. Reinald's first major raid into the Arabian Peninsula was in 1181, when he's reported to have attacked the town of Taima, some 200 kilometers outside his territory. According to the Muslim historian Ibn al-Athir, Reinald's plan was to use Taima as a staging area to attack Medina itself. However, we don't know if that's true. We have no Christian sources that talk about this event in detail, much less record anything from Reinald himself. We also don't know if it was an attack on the city or a caravan nearby. In any case, Reinald was fought back by Farukh Shah, Salahuddin's nephew. Salahuddin was angry at this because this was a violation of the truce and demanded compensation from Baldwin, but that didn't go anywhere, so Salahuddin captured some 1500 Christian pilgrims who had arrived in Egypt. It's possible that this raid was actually a trial run for his ultimate goal of attacking the holy cities. In which case, this raid must have shown him that an overland approach was impossible. Taking an army something like 1,000 kilometers from Kerak would not be an easy mission, and he would certainly be taken by a Muslim army before he made it to Medina. In late 1182, likely around December, Reynald made his next move. He built 5 or so ships, partly in Kerak, and then had them transported through camels to the modern-day city of Ayla on the Gulf of Aqaba. There, the ships were put together. 2 of the ships were used to blockade Salahuddin's fortress there, the fortress of Ayla, which was on an island. The remaining 3 ships were sent off. Now, Reynald himself was probably not on one of those 3 ships. He was probably still blockading Ayla himself, or he returned to Kerak. We don't know where he was and who was leading the raiding party. We do know that he hired some Arab Bedouins, likely Muslims, to help him in the mission. Muslim sources call these Bedouins apostates, meaning that they had turned away from Islam, an assumption that they make. However, it's more likely that they were just trying to make a quick buck and didn't know that the raiding party would attack the holy cities. There could have also been Arab pirates on the ships that went raiding. It makes sense because the Franks would have no knowledge of the Red Sea, and it would be wise to get help from the people who did. In any case, 2 or 3 weeks later, the raiding party shows up in the port city of Aithab, a city of immense importance and wealth. There, they indiscriminately killed pilgrims and merchants and looted everything that they could. They burned 16 ships and seized 1. Aithab happens to be a bit south of Medina and completely on the other side of the Red Sea. It was used as a port city by Egyptian pilgrims to cross over to the holy cities. After this, they showed up in the city of Rabigh, some 150 kilometers north of Jeddah. Jeddah itself was quite like Aithab and would have been a better target for raiding. It's possible that the Franks were just blown off course. Rabigh was not a good place to land on purpose. It was not a rich city, it was more like a village on the coast. If wealth was the target, Jeddah would have been better. If reaching Medina was the objective, then Yanbu would have been better. Rabigh doesn't make much sense. By now, news had reached Cairo of the raid of Ayla and all the way to Harran in modern-day Turkey, where Salahuddin was campaigning. Immediately, a general named Husamuddin Lulu was dispatched. He seems to have also moved his ships overland from Cairo and Alexandria, although that would have slowed him down quite a bit. But considering how confident Muslims must have been of the safety of the Red Sea, it makes sense that they wouldn't have many navy ships there, so the ships probably had to be transferred. Husamuddin first reached Ayla, where he defeated the 2 Frankish ships and relieved the fortress. From Muslim sources, it seems that no one was able to escape. So if Reynald was here, where'd he go? Did he escape before Husamuddin got there? We simply don't know. Husamuddin next went to Aithab, where he saw the death and destruction the Franks had left behind them. He then moved on Rabigh. Due to his superior knowledge of the sea and a little luck with the winds, he was able to get there quickly and attack the Franks. He defeated their ships and then disembarked to attack the ones who had escaped inland. The Franks bribed the local Bedouins to show them where they could hide. Husamuddin used the same tactic. He offered the Bedouins more money to find where all the Franks had gone. They were able to capture or kill them all. Some were apparently right outside Medina when they were caught. 170 prisoners were taken and distributed. Salahuddin himself had ordered that the Franks be sent to various cities where they could be executed to show his power. One place that stands out is the Valley of Mina. This is where the famous tent city is built to accommodate the pilgrims. Even back then, it was an important site, so hanging the heads of the Franks there certainly reassured everyone of Salahuddin's ability to protect the holy cities. The rest of the Franks were taken to Alexandria, where they were executed. Again, from Muslim sources, it seems that no one was able to escape, so if Reynald was here, where did he go? Is it possible that he, along with maybe a handful of people, walked all 1,000 kilometers back to his own territory? That seems difficult and unlikely. When the Andalusian traveler Ibn Jubayr arrived in Alexandria around the beginning of March 1183, one of the first things he saw was a crowd gathering to watch a group of Frankish prisoners being brought to the city. Already he hears from someone, and subsequently writes, that the Franks were planning on stealing the body of the Prophet from Medina. So this raid takes place around December 1182 to February 1183. By the end of March 1183, we already have this reason existing as a rumor. This is certainly what a lot of scholars kept believing, not to mention a lot of Muslim scholars as well. However, is this claim actually true? We don't know for sure and can never know for sure, but it's not likely. So let's start at the beginning and take Muslim sources at face value. Reynald attacked Tema to use it as a base to attack Medina and presumably steal the Prophet's body. This is in 1181. Then he attacks Ayla at the end of 1182 and begins the Red Sea raid. First, if Medina was such a primary target for him that he had been planning this at least since 1181, why didn't the raiding party attack Medina first? They went to Aythab and then to Rabigh. They would have known that they didn't have much time before Muslims find out and come after them. Plus, there would have been an urgency around the plan. They would have gone straight to Medina, stolen the body, and left before they got caught. Keep in mind that they had free rein in the Red Sea for around 45 days. Also, why wasn't Reynald there? He doesn't seem like the kind of person who would miss out on such an important mission. He certainly wouldn't let a subordinate get the glory for doing something like this. Plus, they landed on Rabigh rather than Yanbu, which is closer to Medina. Having to carry the body of the Prophet from Medina to Rabigh would have been very difficult. They could have also plundered Yanbu because it was richer than Rabigh was. Also, the Franks hadn't actually gone to Medina. They were in Rabigh when Husam ad-Din found them, and then they escaped Rabigh and some of them were just caught near Medina. So their actions certainly don't make it look like they were planning to steal the Prophet's body. They don't even make it look like they were trying to attack the holy cities. Another reason that lends credence to the idea that the holy cities weren't their target is that this is not mentioned by the two primary sources. First, we have Imad ad-Din al-Isbahani, who was very close to Salah ad-Din and wrote about his life. Second, we have Al-Qadi al-Fadil, Salah ad-Din's closest counselor. Al-Qadi al-Fadil wrote letters to the caliph in Baghdad about these events. Salah ad-Din also wrote a letter to the caliph. None of them mentioned the plan to steal the body of the Prophet. Now, why would they want to steal the body of the Prophet? According to Islamic sources, Reynald wanted to steal it and then bring it to Qiraq, where he would charge Muslims to see it. So essentially, it would be a tourist attraction. That just doesn't make much sense. Likely, if he wanted to steal the body, it would have been to use it as a bargaining chip, like the Muslims would do with the True Cross after 1187. It's also possible that it was just revenge for having to spend 16 years in the prison of a Muslim empire. Whatever the case, it doesn't seem likely that that was his objective. So, did he want to attack Makkah or Medina? That also doesn't seem likely, but it's certainly more likely than trying to steal the body of the Prophet. Again, we have similar reasons. They didn't attack Makkah or Medina, they weren't even headed there. Of course, it's entirely possible that they wanted to go to Jeddah and then to Makkah, but they were simply blown off course. One possibility is that the holy cities weren't on their plan initially, but maybe after Aythab, they wanted to attack them, but ended up in Rabigh. It would explain why Reynald wasn't there and why they went to Aythab first. So, what if they had stolen the body of the Prophet or just attacked Makkah or Medina? It would have sent shockwaves through the Islamic world, and nothing would have united the Muslims faster than this event. Up till now, Muslims weren't against making peace or even alliances with the Franks, but can you imagine a Muslim ruler making peace or an alliance with the Franks after they raided their holiest sites in the entire world? So all of the focus of the Islamic world would have shifted against the Franks. Maybe the Franks ask Europe for another crusade to help them. It's possible, but it would have been very, very bloody. Reynald certainly would have known all this. He was intelligent, even if he was unpredictable and kinda crazy. He wouldn't have done something like this. It just seems too crazy, even for him. What's more likely is that he just wanted to conduct a raid on the Red Sea and pull Salah ad-Din back a little. Maybe shake Muslim morale and make Salah ad-Din look like he couldn't defend Islam. Salah ad-Din at the time was on the brink of uniting Syria and southern Turkey. That would have sandwiched the Kingdom of Jerusalem between Salah ad-Din and the Mediterranean Sea. This whole thing did probably delay Salahuddin's conquest of Jerusalem by a year or two. I will end this video by quoting from A Trip Down the Red Sea with Reynald of Châtillon by Alex Mallet. There are a number of conclusions that can be drawn from the sources. First, the evidence for a deliberate attempt by Reynald to attack the holy cities of Islam is very tenuous. Although this claim occurs in all the Islamic sources, each of them received their information from one man, Husam ad-Din Lulu, the same person who carried out the response to the Crusaders' attack. His report that the Crusaders tried to attack Medina and Mecca earned him much praise throughout the Islamic world, and so this may have been an attempt at self-promotion by the admiral, to some degree at least. While accepting the Crusaders were somewhere in the vicinity of Medina, it does not follow that they were necessarily attempting to capture the city. The other actions of the Crusaders during the raid, capturing Ayla, carrying out a general pillage, and not having Reynald himself as the leader of the operation, shows that their priority was not the Hijaz. It is possible that they decided, in the middle of the raid, to attack Medina, but it is almost certain that it was not one of the targets that Reynald himself originally wished to attack. Having spent 16 years in a Muslim prison, he was also surely aware of the problems that such an attack would have brought on the Crusader states had it been successful. The whole of the Islamic world would have been in outrage, and most likely would have devoted all its energy to destroying the Crusader states. He may have known, therefore, that it was not in his own best interest to attack Medina, as it would have been likely to have brought about the destruction of that which he intended to defend. You might be wondering what happened to Reynald. He continued raiding Muslim caravans and was overall a thorn in Salahuddin's side for a while. He was caught after the Battle of Hattin in 1187 by Salahuddin, who then beheaded him. See you next time. Don't forget to subscribe and press the bell icon. On the screen right now, you can see the names and tiers of the patrons. You can join them by pledging a dollar or more to support the channel. Thank you for watching.